welcome to Reiki Radio. If this is your first time tuning in, I am your host, and my name is Yolanda. And Reiki Radio is a space for us to connect at least once a week. Right now, the shows are every Wednesday. And it's just a place for us to exchange ideas and ways of healing and growing and evolving. And if you are new to the show, I am a Reiki teacher in San Diego, and I study various areas within the realm of metaphysical science. So each week I share information that relates to our everyday lives, but with ways to navigate using tools and techniques that I've learned over the years. So I'm really happy that you are here today. I see a lot of you are already waiting on the phone line. As I tell you each week, the show is interactive. So if you do want to share, you can always call 323-679-0953. Press the number 1, and that way I'll know you want to share. Or if you're listening online, you can log in and join the chat room. So you can type in any questions that you may have in there. I do want to say hello to all of you who are on the phones. If you want to log in online, just jump into the chat room and let me know what sign you are, because we'll be talking about the signs today. I see there are a couple of people already in the chat room. If you want to go ahead and put in your signs, just so I know who's joining the show today and what your signs are. One thing I did want to share with you is that I am writing a book right now, and I'm really excited about sharing it with you. The book is going to help you understand yourself on deeper levels and help you gain clarity about your spiritual path and your purpose. And I will keep you all updated about the book, which I hope to have published by my next birthday. So anyway, you can subscribe to my newsletter for updates, and I'll share some more information with you through that medium. And you can sign up for the newsletter at yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com. One more thing I wanted to share with you. I always like to let you know if I see anything interesting or I think that you may enjoy. And so there is someone that I just heard about, and his name is Jason Silva. That's S-I-L-V-A. And he considers himself a futurist, and he's really, really amazing. He has a show called Brain Games, which comes on National Geographic Channel. And he also creates weekly videos on YouTube, and these videos are called Shots of Awe. So if you haven't checked him out yet, I would suggest going online and seeing his videos. They're really interesting, especially if you enjoy exploring all possibility in relation to existence. Again, his name is Jason Silva, and I actually retweeted a link in connection to him. So if you go to my Twitter account, which is at Reiki Radio, you can connect with him that way. But enough about that. I want to talk all about you so that we don't run out of time today. Like I said, we are going to explore the lessons within the signs. So each sign in the zodiac has, you know, their strengths and their challenges, we'll say. But the challenges really help us grow and help us to understand life with new perspective and awareness. So I thought it would be fun to talk about your sign and my sign and everyone who's listening. And perhaps you'll gain some understanding about yourself or even about someone else who may be in your life. So either way, I hope that you will be able to re-examine how you view certain signs, especially if there are ones that you believe aren't that great. You know, like we hear someone will tell you, like, oh, I'm a Scorpio. And a lot of people automatically kind of go, oh, ooh, okay. So I just want to shed some light on what that may be about and how we can view that differently, because there's beauty in every sign that's out there. So with today's information, you will see how we all have room to grow. And It's never a matter of good and bad. It's just really a process of evolution and looking at how we can change and grow. So that's it. Oh, I see in the chat room we have a Libra, hello, and a Sagittarius, some air and fire in the chat room. Welcome, and those are actually two of my favorite signs. Yeah, I love them both. Anyway, before we get into all of that, I do want to say happy birthday to all of the Cancers out there. We just moved into Cancer energy a couple of days ago. Now, I do want to let you all know that there is a lot more to you than your sign. So that's why, like, if you meet someone who is the same sign as you and you're like, oh my God, we're nothing alike, it's because, well, part of it has to do with life experience, but another part of it is because of planetary alignment at the time of your birth. So if you are familiar with your birth chart, you can have your birth chart done, and it's representative of how the planets were aligned at the time that you were born, the location, the time, and the date of your birth. And so someone else could be a Libra, say. So we have Coral Angela in the chat room, who's a Libra. Then we could have another Libra who is nothing like you. And it could be because, you know, your moon is in a different sign than their moon is in, and you have other planets that are in different signs than theirs are. So there's a lot more to it. So we're going to keep it just very basic in general today, and maybe another time we'll talk about some other aspects of the charts. Another thing I want you to know is that if someone is the same sign as you and you do have some similarities, a lot of what we perceive as different is just that we're expressing it differently. So say you have two people who are Tauruses. They may both be stubborn, but they may be stubborn in different ways or about different things. So it's just a different expression of being stubborn. So anyway, I just finished part of my astrology training, and in that we learned how to read birth charts. And so all of this is still kind of, you know, dancing around in my brain. So forgive me if I go off on a tangent every now and then. Those of you in the chat room, you can kind of scream at me and let me know to get back on track. And I want to welcome November Gal, who just logged in. If you could let us know what sign you are, if you're a Sagittarius or a Scorpio, maybe, that would be great. Just let us know. So I want to give everyone just a little bit of information before we talk about the signs. What's most common that you'll hear about is your sun sign, right? And that's the sign you give when people ask you what sign you are. And then you may hear about your rising sign or your moon. Where's your moon? Those are just some aspects. Now, when you look at your birth chart, you'll see it as, it looks like a giant pie that's divided into 12 pieces. And those 12 parts are called the houses. And each house is represented by one of the signs. One of the 12 signs, and there are 30 degrees within each sign. And that's, you know, we're not going to go into that today. But what I want you to know is that you're born Sagittarius. Oh, I go by Scorpio, but you're on the cusp. Okay. Well, welcome. One thing I want you to know is that your sun sign represents your personality. So for like sunrise, I believe you said you were a Sagittarius. So that would represent your personality. And then wherever your moon is, that represents your needs. And then your rising, or what's also called your ascendant, it represents how you're perceived by other people. So just to give you an example of this, my sun sign is Aquarius. So my personality comes across very Aquarian. But my moon is in Pisces, which is actually very different from Aquarius, but that is what my needs are. So I'm more sensitive than maybe a typical Aquarius would be. And then my rising is also Aquarius, but so that would be how I'm perceived. So actually, you know, while we're having this conversation, if you've never seen your chart, you can go to alab.com and they have a program where you can put in your birthday. You need your date of birth, your time of birth, and location. And you can print out your own chart. And so you can see where your moon is and where which signs your other planets were in at the time of your birth. So if you want to go look that up while we're having the conversation, and then if you have any questions about that, just type it in the chat room. And let me just type this to you all in there so you know what the website was. It's alab.com. That's alabe.com. So we are going to look at what maybe resonates with you or what gives you new perspective today, and what you may want to work on depending on what sign you are. And just going with the zodiac, we're going to start with Aries. But I also am going to pull a oracle card for each sign tonight so that all of us can have a little more clarity and direction today. So we'll do that. So with Aries, Aries is a fire sign and they are ruled by the planet Mars. Now the strength of Aries, if you know any of them, they really have a really good ability of distinguishing themselves. They tend to be, you know, more of like a leader. They have a leader type personality. They do well with leadership and they are very courageous. The challenge with this sign is that they can sometimes be too aggressive and maybe for some people a little too loud. Now, what they need or what they desire is to really be challenged. And the lesson of this sign is being of service beyond the self and really being able to see from the perspective of other people. Now, I do know quite a few Aries, and what's interesting and why I wanted to do this show is, you know, a lot of times Aries get a bad rap of being self-centered. It's all about them. And, you know, they're the first ones in the zodiac. Me, 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 all about me. Well, what I learned in studying the signs is that it's not just that they want it to be all about them. It's just that's the way that they perceive life is only really from their perspective. So it's just part of the energy of that sign. But they are very loving and very caring people. Coral Angela said that is a very detailed chart. She must have gone to alab.com. It is a very detailed chart. And I believe at the bottom, they probably give you some information to help you decipher what it all means for you. Yes, good. Okay. And we're going to move on to Taurus. And just so you know, Coral, let me know where your moon is, what your moon is and what your rising sign is. And for everyone listening, if you do look up your chart, one of the first things to look at always is what your sun, your moon, and your rising, well, not the rising so much, but look at your sun and your moon. So for Taurus, that sign is ruled by Venus. And the strength of Taurus is really that they have an ability to build and establish security. And they really like routine. They don't like change at all. So if you know a Taurus, you know they get that reputation of being very stubborn. It's just they really don't like change. And they're very kind of slow moving. They're an earth sign. They actually, there's a joke about Taurus that they're fast talking and slow walking. So anyway, their challenge is that they can be stubborn and also can be very materialistic. It's just because they have a need for security and a need for stability at home. And the lesson of this sign is really to move outside of your comfort zone. So if you are a Taurus you may want to challenge yourself to really try new things. Get out of your comfort zone. Step out of your box. Meet some new people. Shake it up a bit. Let me see. I'm going to check back in with everyone really quick in the chat room. So Coral is a Libra. And your moon is in Virgo. Very interesting. Okay, so Libras are thinkers. You're an air sign. And Libras can be, very much in the head. I mean, air signs are the thinkers of the zodiac anyway. But what's interesting is having that moon in Virgo is really going to ground you a little bit more and give you some more structure, which actually can be a compliment for your sign because Libra is constantly striving for balance. You really want things to be, balanced out. And without having that grounded energy of Virgo, that could be a little more difficult for you. So it's actually a really good thing. And I think you put, it looks like someone's typing. So I'll check back in the chat room in a second. So we're going to move over to Gemini, for those of you who are Geminis. This sign is ruled by Mercury, which is the planet of communication, and a lot of you know that Mercury is in retrograde right now, and we'll talk about that later. But anyway, Geminis are really strong communicators, and they are so good with making connections and networking, but a challenge for them is being reliable. They have such a short attention span and their interests are all over the place and just so scattered. And they're also an air sign. And so it can be challenging to kind of like get them to ground depending on, what else is in their chart. Now, what this sign really needs is stimulation. They like stimulation, and that's mental stimulation. They like to be engaged and involved in thinking. The lesson of this sign would be to really allow deep connections. So for any of the Geminis out there, I would say for you especially, really practice presence and not just like fleeting connections. You may have a lot of associates, but allow yourself to really ground in and settle into the energy of being present. Being present while you're with friends, being present even when you're in your alone time. After Gemini, we have Cancer, which is the energy we're in right now. And I'm sorry, I was checking the chat room. And November Gal, I will check in with you in 1 second and we'll talk about your chart. So for Cancers that are out there, this sign is ruled by the moon, which is why it is such an emotional sign, and it's also a water sign. And the strength of Cancers is that they are very, very nurturing people. And the challenge of the sign is that they can be very secretive. They hold a lot to themselves, and they can be very moody. Actually, all of the water signs tend to be a little moody, but the Cancer as well, they can be very emotional. And this sign really needs emotional security to feel safe. Now, the lesson for Cancer is to take risk and really allow other people in. You really want to learn to be more vulnerable, which if you know any Cancers, that may sound kind of funny because they tend to wear their emotions on their sleeve, but only with people that they feel really safe with. So if you have a Cancer in your life and they're close to you, you may see a whole range of emotion from them, but they tend to be, very selective with that. So I would say a good challenge for you in growing would be to take some more risk and, play with being a little more vulnerable. Now, the next sign we have is Leo, which is a fire sign. And Leo is ruled by the sun, which speaks a lot to this sign, right? Because Leos are big and bold personalities. Their strength is that they are very creative and they can be very loyal, very, very loyal. But the challenge with Leo is that they can also be very arrogant. And what this sign really needs or wants is acceptance and respect from other people. And they want to be admired. They're, you know, the lion, the king. They want to be adored by others or accepted by others and respected by others. And it's interesting because their personality is a lot of times so big and comes across as so confident, a lot of people wouldn't know that they would have that kind of need underneath it all, but they really do. And a lesson for Leos is really understanding that all of their gifts and their strengths and their power is not just to satisfy their own ego. So, you know, Leos can be very generous and very kind, very giving, and they expect the same in return. But you want to give not because you want to be perceived as someone who's such a great gift giver. You want to give just because it's a loving gesture. So that's a lesson for the Leos. And we're getting through all of this pretty quickly, which is good because I want to pull cards for all of us. The next sign we have is Virgo, which is ruled by Mercury. And the strength of Virgo is really mental structure. Virgos are very analytical, and they are really good at examining themselves and everything else. A challenge for the Virgos, though, is that they can be overly critical, and not just of other people, but of themselves. So they want to be very careful about being overly critical. They do need or want order and efficiency. They just want things to be done correctly. They want things to be done in order, a plan. And, you know, if you make a commitment to a Virgo, stick to it, because if you break a plan with a Virgo, they're going to be very upset, not as forgiving as maybe one of the air signs. The lesson for a Virgo is really to understand that your criticisms are not necessarily the truth. So just keep that in mind. Just because you may be judging something or thinking something or coming up with an assumption, creating a story in your head, is not necessarily the truth. And let's see, Sunrise 59. Your rising is in Aquarius and your sun is in Sagittarius and your moon is in Virgo. Now, that's really interesting. So let's see, your sun is in Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is, whenever I think of Sagittarius, I think of fun. All of my Sagittarius friends are my fun friends. It's a very fun sign, but very philosophical as well. They have a lot of times brilliant minds, and that sign is associated with philosophy, actually. But Sagittarius is a lot of fun, just wants to have a good time. Having a rising as Aquarius, that would be more of how you're perceived. And so people may see you as one or two ways. They may have a perception that you're detached, or they could also have the perception that you are all about trying to bring everyone together, that you want to, like, help others, kind of caretake and be, like, you know, humanitarian type of situation. And then your moon being in Virgo, which I think we just said that for someone else in the chat room, is, you know, more grounding energy. So you have that fiery Sagittarius and then the nice airy Aquarius, and then the Virgo is more grounded. So your needs, what you need as a person, will be more practical than maybe someone else, another Sagittarius. So that's very, very interesting. And we'll talk a little bit more about the moons if we have time. I'm almost done with the signs. So we're going to jump over to, I believe we're on Libra now. Libra, and this sign is ruled by Venus, which makes a lot of sense. If you know any Libras, they are, they're like mate. They like to mate. you know, I don't know why I want to say a lobster for some reason. Oh, because I think lobsters mate for life. But Libras are very loving, and you know, they love love, and they're ruled by Venus. But anyway, a strength of the sign is that they do like balance. And they're also a cardinal sign, so they're initiators. So they really like to make things happen, take care of things. They are like doers. And their challenge, though, can be vanity. And not to say that they are vain, but Libras are known to like beautiful things. And that could be people, it could be art, it could be anything. But the challenge is just not to get lost in the vanity in life. What this sign really needs or wants is peace. They just want peace. They want things to be balanced. And Libras need to feel appreciated. So if you have a Libra in your life, make sure that they know how much you appreciate them. And they have such generous hearts. I mean, they'll do anything for you. They're lovely. Just make sure they know how much you appreciate them. A lesson for the Libra, I would say, would be to kind of calm down sometimes and understand that mistakes allow growth. Don't beat yourself up for mistakes. And if someone else has a, I don't want to say they have a problem with you, but if someone confronts you with something, because Libras don't really care too much for confrontation, don't take it so personal, and just try to be a little more easy. Try to breathe your way through it. Try not to personalize things like that. Then we have Scorpio, and Scorpio is ruled by the planet Pluto, and Pluto is really all about transformation. Scorpios are really known for their depth, and that's one of the strengths of the sign, and they're known as the researchers of the zodiac. There's not much you can keep hidden from a Scorpio, but a Scorpio may keep a lot hidden from you, which is very interesting. A challenge of that sign is possessiveness and personalizing things. They're known for wanting to possess, and that can even be, you know, in relationship, wanting to possess, and also taking things very personally. What Scorpios really need is they like to feel in control, and they also have a need for intimacy. And that's why that sign is so associated with, you know, sex. Like if you say Scorpio, people automatically jump to, oh, wow, someone that's all about sex. Well, it's they are a deep, deep sign, and they really do need to feel intimacy. They need to feel connection. So it's not necessarily just a physical thing, although of course it can be, but they just need to feel connected. A lesson for Scorpio, I would say, is to try to detach from emotion and utilize logic so that you have more of a balance, because they can be a very, very emotional sign. So when you ca if you are a Scorpio and you catch yourself caught up in emotion and caught up like where it's like almost a storm of emotion, try to back up a little bit and reach for your logic to create more of a balance for yourself. So we only have four signs left. We have Sagittarius, and Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter. One of the strengths of this sign is that they really like adventure. And I mentioned before that they are really connected with philosophy. But the challenge for Sagittarius is that sometimes they can be a little reckless and they can be tactless. Sagittarius is known for getting their foot in their mouth. I think that's the saying, having your foot in your mouth, something like that. But they tend to just say stuff without thought. They have no filter. Something will just come out. And 9 times out of 10, they don't mean any harm. It's just they don't have a filter. And they can be reckless in that a lot of times it's just about the fun of it all, and it's just about enjoying yourself. I mean, Sagittarius just want to have a good time. So they really need or want, you know, to have fun, and they have a need for exploration. They're really known as the travelers or the explorers of the zodiac. But the lesson for them is not to be blinded by like rose-colored glasses. You want to make sure that even though you can have a lot of fun and all of these types of things, you still want to be able to deal with the stuff that doesn't feel so great. You know, you want to still be able to deal with challenges, but in also, I'd say, a logical way, because Sagittarius can tend to be defensive if they feel like they're getting some kind of pushback. But again, you know, they're a sign that's all about fun, and so they may not know what to do with it. But that's okay. We're all learning and growing, right? So, yeah, Sunrise agrees in the chat room. So then we have Capricorn. And the Capricorn is ruled by the planet Saturn. And just a side note about Capricorn, this sign and its ruling planet are known kind of like the father figure of the zodiac, because it's all about structure, whereas Cancer, who's ruled by the moon, is known as more of the mother nature of the zodiac, and Cancer is a very nurturing sign. But anyway, Capricorn, their strength is that they can be very ambitious, and they're all about structure. So if you want to get something done, if you know someone that's a Capricorn, you may want to get them on your team to be to help you with execution of whatever your plans are. You may want to have a Virgo to help you plan, and then the Capricorn to help you execute. The challenge for Capricorns, though, is sarcasm. They can be a little very sarcastic, and it can sometimes be in a cruel way. So they want to just watch that, because not everyone can take it. What the sign really needs or wants is order. They really like structure, and they want to make things happen. They want to get things done. And I'd say a lesson for Capricorn is really to learn to allow. You don't have to be so demanding or in control all the time. Just allow. Take some time to allow yourself to allow. Let's see. So we have two left, and we have a new friend in the chat room, Jules33. We're talking about signs. So if you want to share your sign with us, please go ahead. Feel free. Type it in the chat room. If we've already talked about your sign, I'll let you know what we said. So Aquarius is ruled by the planet Uranus, or some people say Uranus. The strength of this sign is that they are humanitarians, and they're all about innovation. They're forward thinking. They're very futuristic. But the challenge of Aquarians is that they can be very detached and seem cold to other people, which is kind of, you know, it's strange when you think of they're the ones that are humanitarians and want to help people, but then at the same time, they're detached. The need for Aquarius is that they really need and want to be informed, and they like to be individuals. So they like to be unique. You know, if you told an Aquarius that they were strange or weird, that would be a compliment to them. The lesson for this sign is ego. Any Aquarius out there, you know, including myself, this was something I really had to work on, and I still work on, is really being careful not to impose your views on other people. You can offer your opinion and offer your view, but don't force it. And the whole ego thing is that you may really, really, really believe that you're right, but trust that everyone's soul has got their back and is taking care of them, and we all have paths and we all have journeys we're on. So trust that everyone will figure it out as they need to or want to. And before I go to the last sign, which is Pisces, I just want to share with Jules, who just joined us. Jules is a Virgo. One of the things I would tell you about your sign, we did talk about them, is that Virgos, I didn't say this before, but I'll say it now. Virgos have a reputation of being perfectionist. And they're really good at examining things. They're really good at planning. They're very good with anything that has to do with getting things in order. Virgos are very, very good at that. It's funny. I've had so many Virgos in my life. I think I'm attracted to them because I'm so opposite. It's like I need Virgos in my life to ground me because I'm so spacey and in the clouds, although I drive them crazy. But Virgos are very kind people. Virgos like to feel needed. They just want to know what to do. They want to help you. They want to feel useful, have a purpose. And they tend to be really hard workers. They're very beautiful people. One thing that's interesting about them, though, is they can be, if they don't care for you, a lot of times it can be very apparent. They can be pretty, not discreet with that. But Virgos, that's a beautiful sign. And then finally, we have Pisces, which is ruled by Neptune. And the strength of Pisces is that this sign is very, very intuitive, and Pisces are really kind of visionaries. They're dreamers. They believe in things that other people may not yet, or they are able to see things that others may not see yet. And the challenge of this sign, though, would be to be able to distinguish fantasy from reality. And they really have a need to heal others. They are very empathetic. Pisces, and if you are a Pisces, you know, they tend to really absorb the energies of other people. So I know I told you my moon was in Pisces, and I think someone else in the chat room had a moon in Pisces. I don't remember. If you did, please remind me. But if you do, you do have a tendency or this draw to feel that you really just want to, like, nurture people, take care of them, help them in some way. But the lesson of Pisces is make sure that you don't become complacent. You want to make sure that you do stay or get out of the clouds, I should say. Step out of the dreamlike wonderment at times so that you really can take action to share your gifts with humanity. So that's all of the signs. Jules 33, your daughter is an Aquarius. Yeah, I used to always joke with my mom, said if I ever had a kid, I don't think I could deal with an Aquarius. We tend to be kind of a rebellious sign. Okay, so I'm going to pull a card for all of our signs today. And actually, we're going to run out of time on the show. So I just want to pull for the people in the chat room so I can make sure that I get all of your signs. So let's see. Coral, could you tell me again which your sign was? And while Coral's typing, Libra. Okay, perfect. So let's pull a card for the Libras out there. And more specific to Coral. Let's see. And this will be just a general message for us today. Okay. So I actually pulled two cards for you. And the first one that I pulled for you, and just so you know, the deck that I'm using is very tied to the chakras. And the first card I pulled for you was tied to the root chakra. But this card is all about looking at things with a new perspective. So if there is something going on in your life right now, especially if it's something that may be challenging or something that you're struggling with, sometimes it's easier for us to move through that energy when we can look at it with a new perspective. And the second card that is supporting that for you is the miracle card. So it's like really reminding us to remain in our integrity and really trusting that all things play out exactly as they are intended for us. Sometimes when we're in it, we can't really see it and we don't really get it. We can't understand it. But again, when you're in the space of being able to shift your perspective and shift your awareness, it helps you to get, it helps you to gain clarity, and it helps you to move more into a space of acceptance, so you're not fighting against whatever may be occurring in life. I hope that helped the Libras out there. It's funny, pulling those cards, it reminds me of just the energy we're in right now with Mercury being in retrograde. A lot of people are having challenges with communication this month. But it's almost over. Okay, let's see. Who else do we have? We have Jules 33. And Jules is a Virgo. So let's pull a card for all the Virgos out there. And I'll pull two cards for you also, Jules. That's funny. The second card I pulled is the card of the perfectionist, and that's funny that it's for a Virgo. But the very first card I pulled for you, Jules, is the card that's all about not giving up before the miracle occurs for you. It's about being persistent. So if there is something that is going on in your life at this time that, you know, like, sometimes we may be working on something and we get to a point where we're just like, we're over it. We just want to throw our hands in the air. We've done what we can and that's it. We're ready to throw in the towel. This is the energy of like, don't quit just yet. Don't stop quite yet. And the second card that supports that is the card of the perfectionist. And what this card is supporting with this in particular is sometimes being able to see the perfection in things not being perfect. Sometimes our idea of how things are supposed to be limits us from allowing it to be exactly what it's supposed to be. I hope that makes sense to you. So let's see. She said thank you. Okay. So anyway, the main thing I want for you, Jules, and for any of the Virgos out there, just keep that in mind. Don't quit before the miracle really happens for you, whatever it is that you're working on. And sometimes it's just about, you know, doing it from a different direction or going a different route, but also remembering that, you know, it's funny when we try so hard for things to be perfect or a certain way, we may never get it done exactly the way we want it to be. And sometimes we just have to allow. And a lot of times it ends up better than we could have expected when we move out of the way and just accept it for what it is. So let's see. So we did Coral and Jewels. So we have Sunrise and November Girl. And let me see. I'm going back up to see your signs. Oh, Jewels, that's perfect. Jewels said she has released the need to be perfect. That is beautiful. And that's a big challenge for Virgos. So you are an evolved Virgo. And that's really the goal for all of us, to evolve within our signs. You try to be perfectly you, I'm so tongue-tied today, faults, flaws, and all. That's beautiful. Okay, let's see. November Girl, I think you said you were a Scorpio more than Sagittarius. I believe that's what you said. So we'll pull a card for all of the Scorpios out there. Let's see. I'll pull two for you. Okay, so for all the Scorpios out there, the first card that I pulled is about self-acceptance. And this card is just about really being true to you, especially if there is anyone in your life that maybe doesn't, I don't say they don't see the beauty of who you are, but a lot of times people don't see the beauty of who we are. Or sometimes it's even us. We have a hard time seeing our gifts. I'll say that. But this card is all about self-acceptance and really recognizing that whatever makes you unique is one of your gifts. That's actually something to really own and be thankful for instead of wanting to change. Like if there's any part of you or something in your life right now that you're feeling like, I want to change it because it's not normal, or I want to change it because someone is criticizing it, or I want to change it because I just don't know what to do with it. It's about kind of pausing and really loving yourself through it and accepting yourself through it. And really, I always say this with people with working on, especially self-acceptance and self-love, is working some forgiveness energy. Sometimes there's just something that we need to forgive when we're struggling to find some acceptance with ourself and something that we're doing. And that could be, you know, career, our relationship. It could be just anything at all. We criticize ourselves so much. But the second card that I pulled for the Scorpios out there is a card about guilt, and it's about releasing the guilt of saying no. So if you're not putting yourself first, know that it's okay to say no sometimes. You know, a lot of times we just want to please and we want to help and we want to nurture other people, but we can't do it at the expense of our own health and our own energy. If you keep giving, you'll end up giving from an empty tank and you'll collapse, and that can lead to resentment and all kinds of things. So with these two cards together, what I'd really say is really accept the beauty of who you are, accept what you can do comfortably, be okay to say no, and just stay in that space of gratitude. And November Gal says, you've obviously been talking to my mother. That's funny. That's really funny. Okay. And then finally, we have Sunrise. And I want to pull a card for you before we go. And Sunrise, can you please remind me which sign you were? I think you were Sagittarius, right? See, Sunrise is typing for us. Okay, Sunrise is a Sagittarius. So we're going to pull a couple cards for all of the fun Sagittariuses out there. Let's see. I don't know why, Sunrise. For some reason, I have a sense that I know you. Okay. So for Sunrise and all of the Sagittarians, the very first card I pulled is about confusion, but it's about being in a space where you may feel some stuck energy, or you may feel that you're in a space of just not knowing what to do at this particular point. But the good thing about that is it's really a space where we can be reflective. And again, just to go back to, this reminds me as well about being in Mercury retrograde, because this time can be so complicated with communication and misunderstanding in Sagittarius. You know, you have a tendency to have that foot in the mouth thing, and it could be misinterpreted and misunderstood. It's a good time to kind of sit back and just be reflective and come up with a plan for yourself of what it is that you want to do. And if there's something that you're working on, just being a little more easy on yourself about it, maybe stepping back, taking your hands off, and just looking at it. Because the second card that I pulled for you is all about being a workaholic, and it's kind of like having too much focus, like tunnel visioned in on something, and just a reminder to allow yourself space to kind of like hop back into that mode of creativity. Because sometimes when we're too wrapped up in something, it stifles our creative energy sometimes. And then that is what can put us in that space of feeling stuck or confused as well. So if you are working on something, if you have a project that you're working on, if you're feeling kind of stuck in that energy, or you're exhausting yourself trying to work on it, I would say give yourself a break. Walk away from it. Take some time. Go out, hug a tree. Put your feet in the dirt and just think about it in a new way. Be inspired by something different and then come back at it from a new angle. So Sunrise says that's on point. I'm glad. I hope that was helpful for you and other Sagittariuses out there. So I think we got through all of the signs. For the people on the phone lines, If you want me to pull a card for your sign, if it's a sign that I didn't pull for yet, you just want to hop into the chat room online and type that in. I do want to let you all know, just since we're talking about the signs today, the woman who is my astrology teacher, she actually does these amazing readings of your chart, and she calls them life path readings. And her name is Adrienne. If you are interested in doing that, her website is adrienneabeta.com. That's actually, I'll put it on my Facebook page and I'll put it on my Twitter page so you can find the link really easily. And and thank you to everyone in the chat room. It was my pleasure to pull the cards for all of you, and I'm glad that you got something from that. I'm probably going to start pulling cards and doing more readings on upcoming shows. This is the last show of June, and I do look forward to sharing some new topics with you in July. If there's anything that any of you would like to explore or some topic that you want to talk about specifically, feel free to email me. You know, email me anytime. I make sure to always respond as quickly as I can. And you can reach me through my website, which is yewchi.com. That's yewchi.com. And while you're there, you can sign up for my newsletter. When you do that, you get access to a workbook to help you learn how to manifest consciously. I do want to remind all of you as well, if you are light workers, if any of you are energy healers, I am having a webinar tomorrow night, and it's free, and it's for energy healers and light workers. You can get more information about that by signing up for the Light Worker Lane newsletter, which is also at my website. So that is it for tonight, ladies. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for all of you in the chat room today. I really love when you share and, you know, interact with me during the show. It was a lot of fun to work with all of you. I had fun as well. Let it see. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything anyone said before I log out. And don't forget, the Mercury retrograde will be over around July 1st or July 2nd. So if you have been having crazy communication, just hold on. It's almost over, just a few more days. And like I said, I really did enjoy sharing with all of you, and I will talk to you all next week. If you know anyone who would enjoy Reiki Radio, please share it with them. Let them know they can listen to all the recorded shows in the archives, or you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and just look for Reiki Radio. It's free, and you can listen to all the shows that way. So I'll talk to you all soon. Remember to always journey in love.